Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, welcome back to LGBT&D, where the D stands for dice and every voice you hear is a member of the LGBT community. You can call me Andy because that's my name. I use he, him pronouns, and I'll be your GM as we come at you with a special edition of our campaign of Masks, A New Generation. I am joined by two of my usual lovely players who I'll have introduced themselves to you before we get underway. Let's start off with Eve. Would you like to remind us who you are and tell us a little bit about who you'll be playing today?
It would be my pleasure. My name is Weaver. You can call me Eve. I use she, her, or they, them pronouns. And I am playing Hope, the star. I don't know how much to like recap. She used to be a celebrity and then she got powers and now she's a superhero, but she's still kind of a celebrity. Let's see if she can parlay her being a celebrity into, or her being a celebrity superhero into her being an actual celebrity. Foreshadowing!
Joining us today is Landon. Would you like to remind us who you are and tell us a little bit about who you'll be playing today?
Hi, I'm Landon. I use he, him pronouns, and I will be playing Wish, who uses she, her pronouns, and I'm along for the ride, because I'm Hope's daughter.
All right, with that, we will get underway with... Our comic begins with a panel that is a close-up of Hope's face. We get a speech bubble from her that is the last line of a song, before someone off-panel calls out, "Cut!" From there, we pan out to see that Hope is standing on a soundstage set up to look like a very fancy masquerade ball, surrounded by people in costumes and masks. Hope, what does your costume and mask look like in this movie scene that you just got finished wrapping up with?
Oh, I am so glad that you asked and put me on the spot like this, Andy. Thank you. I haven't had any time to prepare anything, so I'm going to say that she is probably wearing, like, a deep red, like, almost ball gown with a very shimmery golden kind of trim.
Love it. And where is Wish in relation to her adoptive mother, and how does she react at the end of this movie scene that just got done wrapping up?
Wish is like standing behind the camera, probably eating like a bagel or something, and altogether uninterested because she's seen this movie multiple times. Her mom made her watch it growing up.
Oh, that's fair. That's gotta be weird. How does she feel about that as she is watching a movie be filmed that she grew up watching?
She can't help but like sing along, which is really weirding out the crew because it's just like under her breath and like she can't help it. It's ingrained.
Yeah, I think every so often the director like looks over and kind of side eyes her and he's like, how does she know the words? Did somebody leak the script? And as we see him considering that, we see a familiar suited form making his way past the director, walking directly over towards Hope. Uncle Robert makes his way over towards you with a big grin on his face, and he says, Hope, honey, baby, what a fantastic job you're doing up there. Well, a little bit sharp, but nothing they can't fix in post, I'm sure. It's more about your looks than your singing right now, you know, anyway. What a hit this is going to be. You're just going to be raking in dough off of this thing. Listen, I just got off the phone with Good Morning Halcyon, and they want to have you on for an interview tomorrow morning. Are you good with that? Of course you are. Fantastic. Okay. Be there at 8 a.m. and wear something pretty, all right? I know you'll knock it out of the park just like you always do.
Good to see you too, Uncle Rob.
Oh, hey, sorry. Great to see you, honey. He, like, gives you an awkward hug, assuming you don't, like, pull back away from him?
No. I'm very much so of the mentality of, like, let's at least try to be a family before, you know, like, celebrity agent kind of dealio.
Gotcha. To be clear, is he actually your uncle, or is that just a nickname?
It's kind of a nickname, So as far as like anyone is concerned, her dad and Robert are brothers, but it was because like they grew up next door to each other and they were like really good friends their entire lives. He's not actually biologically her uncle.
Gotcha. So like, I think he does the quick hug and like air kiss thing that you see in movies. Just like, sorry, I've just got so much on my mind trying to get all this wrapped up and get you out for press releases and all that important stuff. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Oh, hey, you're doing your stuff in front of the camera. I got to do my stuff behind it. He turns around and sees Wish standing behind the director. And he kind of arches an eyebrow and just says, and who are you? You a fan? You one of those Make-A-Wish kids or something?
Yeah, let's... I'm just gonna... Yeah. Yeah.
All right, great. Hope, honey. Make sure you get lots of good pictures with her. That's PR, just fucking PR masterpiece. Dream right there. Okay. I will let you get back to filming. Let me know if you need anything.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I think through that conversation, he is trying to shift your labels.
Oh, God.
I think he's going to shift your freak up and your mundane down. Because you're feeling like this isn't a normal, everyday teenager thing. This is very unique to your situation.
I'm going to accept it. Because honestly, like, I kind of try to, like, embrace it and understand that it's like, yeah, not everybody gets to do this. And I'm really, really lucky that I do.
All right. Is Wish, or Bex Bailey, as she is known in the current timeline, is there anything she's doing as Robert turns and walks off the stage and past her?
Once he passes her, she just kind of rolls her eyes. I don't look that hopeless, do I?
No. I told him about you, so I'm not even a little bit sure, like, what's going on. Yeah, he's just busy.
Sounds good. Yeah. But you heard what you said. We have to get so many pictures together today.
Oh, no. I'm going to literally just, like, I assume that I have a personal assistant of some kind.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, I will actually leave that up to you. What kind of personal assistant would Hope have?
So I kind of imagine that it would probably be, like, one of Hope's, like, relatives or something. Like, someone that where it's just like, oh, you needed a job, so here's a job. And, like, your only job is literally just, like, every once in a while, I'm just, like, gonna ask you for stuff, like, basic stuff, and then that's it. That's your job, and you're gonna be making bank.
All right. Is there something you had in mind with this assistant?
Let's go with one of my cousins named Miranda.
Oh, I was talking, like, what,
Oh, like, personality?
So, like, what was your interaction you were gonna have?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to ask her if she could, like, take a few pictures of us together.
Yeah.
On set. That way I just have, like, memories.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you want me to use, like, a camera or your phone or...
A camera. That way they look all professional.
Let me just go grab one from the trailer and I'll be right back.
Okay. And I'm actually going to, like, take out my phone and take a couple of selfies with her.
With Bex or with Miranda?
With Bex.
Gotcha. So, because this is going to end up being whatever our cover art is, what do the two of you look like in one of those selfies? Do you all, like, pose? Is it just very natural? What's it kind of look like?
Hope, do you have your own Snapchat filter?
Oh my God, yes. It actually puts, like, it puts the opalescent wings on you.
Yes.
I love it. So that is 100% what we're doing. We're using the Hope Snapchat filter.
And Bex is, like, sticking her tongue out.
That's fantastic. Quick question, Hope. Do you put this on, like, any kind of social media or anything?
Not yet. I'm going to send it to my dad. Yeah, I think I'm just going to send it to, like, my dad and mom, and that's it.
Okay, so quick question, because I've forgotten my own continuity a little bit here. Landon, did Hope know that Wish is Bex?
I think so far the only person who's been told, like, on panel is Jack.
Okay. Then would Wish have shown up in costume, or...
I'm going to say Wish probably didn't show up in costume, because we kind of established that Hope didn't necessarily know who Bex was anyways.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the point I was going to make. I was just like, you would show up, like, without costume on, and I would just be like, hey, it's great to see you. And then I would just, everybody's just like, yeah, that's Bex. And I'm just like, okay, cool. So your name is Bex. And she's like, no, Bex from school. It's just like, oh, what is that, like a city?
It just, we may have already made this joke in another issue, but it's like that scene from one of the Justice League media where, like, they find out who, or somebody gets hold of, like, Flash's body or something, and he's like, ah, I can finally find out who's under the mask. And then he unmasks himself and he's like,
I have no idea who this is.
Right. And, like, the thing is, I think the person that Wish was actually trying to hide her identity from really was Jack.
Yeah.
So, like, she doesn't really care if Hope knows.
Gotcha. I just wanted to sort of make sure we were all on the same page there, because I forgot my own plot. So, your cousin has gone off to fetch this camera. The director looks at the two of you and just kind of says, all right, we'll call it for 20. Everybody go grab some lunch. We'll get back for recording scene number 7. And I hope I'll let you know when you're needed back on set, all right?
Sounds great.
So the two of you are dismissed off to catering to grab your lunch. Is there any sort of scene or anything that you all want to have as the two of you are eating, or would you rather skip past it?
I was just going to say, are we, like, eating lunch in your trailer? Are we going to go grab lunch somewhere? I haven't had dinner yet, so, like, I'm really invested in this food.
Well, I know that, so typically if you're still in costume, you're not allowed to, like, walk off the set with the costume on.
Yep. Makes sense.
So we would have to probably eat something, like, catered.
Cool.
Which, oh no. But there's definitely going to be like a scene where Hope is going to be like, hey, why don't you head over to my trailer? You can like grab some catering. I'll be right there. I'm just going to talk to the director for a sec. Okay?
Yeah, sure thing.
Cool. Thank you so much. Catch up with you in a sec. And I'm going to like kind of walk over to the director and I'm going to be like, hey, so I have a tiny, tiny, tiny little favor to ask.
Yeah, what's up?
So, you know how I'm, like, super close with my family. That girl that I'm with, that, she's part of my family. She's a relative. And I was wondering if there was any way that we could just, like, give her, like, a tiny little role in the movie?
Can she dance? Can she sing? Is she, got any experience?
Probably.
Probably. And he just, arches his eyebrows at you?
I mean, we are family, and, like...
I mean, my dad's a plumber. It doesn't mean I know how to fix my sink.
That's fair.
If she can dance, we'll put her in. Jackie twisted her ankle anyway, so we got a missing spot in the background. She can be in the next musical number.
Perfect. I mean, like, not perfect, because, like, that's horrible for Jackie. I'll send her some flowers, but...
She'll be all right.
I'm sure she will. She's so strong, but,
I mean, not strong enough to not twist her ankle.
I mean, it you know, it happens to the best of us. So I'm going to talk to Wish and I'll get back to you.
Her name's Wish?
It's a nickname.
It's kind of got a whole aesthetic.
Sort of, yeah. It's a family thing.
Hollywood families. Okay. Yeah, meet back here in 20 after lunch and I'll get her a part in there.
You're the best. I'm just going to kind of like walk away while doing the like mwah, mwah, mwah thing.
All right. Wish, as you come out of Hope's trailer, Hope is making her way over towards you. And Hope, how are you breaking this news to Wish?
I'm literally just going to blurt it out. So it's literally just like I run up and I just go, guess what? I got you a part in the movie.
I imagine we have the most stereotypical comic moment where I had like a hot dog and the hot dog just falls out of the bun as I stand there, confused and surprised. But why?
Well, I mean, you know, after, like, everything, after we, like, you know, fix the timeline, if everything resets, then I don't want to just, like, forget you.
Well, shit, I can't say no to that. Okay, what am I doing?
Can you dance?
Sometimes I forget that you don't remember raising me. Yes, I can dance.
Perfect. Okay, so one of the backup dancers twisted her ankle. She'll be fine. I've been assured of it. I'm going to send her some flowers. She's going to be doing great. But there's a spot open.
Cool. Am I in, like, the backpack? Please, 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 please.
Sure, kind of.
Okay, do I have to, like, get in costume or anything? Well, I mean, I assume I need to be in costume.
I mean, is it really that big of a deal? I mean, you wear a costume usually.
No, I'm not complaining. I am asking questions.
Oh, then yeah, probably. I mean, you can't really wear this, like motioning at what she's wearing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just...
I just assume I'm wearing flannel for some reason.
Yeah.
X feels like a flannel type of girl.
Okay.
I mean, she's got an undercut. She probably owns flannel.
Yeah, I'll do it. If it'll make you happy.
It will. Thank you so much. We're gonna be in a movie together.
Okay, so I think after that we get like a montage of panels of Hope helping Wish like put her outfit together and doing the makeup and going through all that type of stuff. What's the look on Wish's face through these panels? Is she like happy? Is she excited? Is she disgruntled?
She's mostly nervous. Like, she doesn't like to be in front of the camera. She likes to be behind the camera. But like, she didn't feel like she could say no to Hope in that moment. So she's going along with this, but she's getting some stage fright.
That is very fair. So as that is going on, Hope, do you feel like you'd be the type of person to notice as Wish's stage fright is building up?
I mean, I could attempt to pierce the mask.
Yeah, go ahead and roll to pierce the mask for me there. Moves happen in this game sometimes.
10. Full hit.
Yeah, you get 3 questions from the list there.
I think I already have influence. Yes, I do. So I'm going to say, what do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? And how could I get your character to blank? I'm going to say, how could I get your character to like really like give it her all in the performance?
Wish really just wants you to like hype her up a little bit. Like, part of the issue is she's getting way too in her own head right now with, like, being, like, sat to do makeup and stuff, and there's just a lot of time to think when that's going on. And then what was it? What do you intend to do?
Yeah.
Like, she's gonna do this dance. Like, she'll do it. She knows it. So, that's cool. And then how could I get your character to, like, really put your all into it?
Yeah.
I think if you can express to her like how much this really means to you and like a way that seems genuine, like be real Hope, not star Hope.
That's fair. I think I'm definitely going to take advantage of that moment. And I'm just going to, I imagine that this is Wish is kind of still like sitting down. So out of costume, Wish still or Bex or like another name altogether?
See, in my brain, Bex is the name she adopted when she came here, and Wish is, like, what Hope always called her growing up.
Wish work.
Because, like, she's Wish to you in her brain.
Aw. Okay. So then I imagine that there's, like, this scene where Wish is kind of, like, getting her hair done and her makeup done, and Hope is kind of, like, watching, like, really excited, and then seeing, like, how nervous Wish is becoming. Hope kind of, like, you know, steps in and just goes, hey, I'll finish up, because like everything's almost done, and so she's just like, I'll finish up. And so she's like pulling your hair back and she's like styling it, and she's just like, hey, you're gonna do great.
I hope so. It'd be really embarrassing to mess up the movie I grew up on. Well, one of them at least.
Do you have any idea how many like takes I have to do for any of these scenes? You've been on set. Like, take 30 is not a rare phrase here. You're gonna do great. You're going to do probably better than me.
I doubt that.
Hope, it sounds like you are trying to comfort or support Wish here.
Kind of, yeah. So is that another...
Yeah, roll with mundane for me.
5. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Hope, why don't you tell me what it is you say that doesn't quite sit well with your daughter. Like, you're definitely trying to say the right words here. What is it you say that just isn't quite right?
I think that Hope, knowing Hope, she would probably end up saying something to the effect of like, I know you've got this, because, like, I mean, like, for real, you're physically gifted and you grew up watching this movie. Like, if you don't get it, then that really says a lot.
Ooh, that just, like, compounds on top of her nerves already.
Yeah, think you're going to have to mark a condition there for me, Wish.
I think I'm feeling really insecure right now.
Yeah, that tracks. But Hope, you get to mark potential for failing there.
You get to mark potential for being a fuck-up. Congrats.
And I think as we get a panel on Wish's face, we then get another panel that zooms out from Wish's face and is the middle of this big dance number that you're involved in. Wish, I'm going to need you to make a roll here for me to see how well you perform under this pressure.
All right, what type of role are you thinking this is?
I feel like it's either going to be unleashing your powers in a weird kind of way, or I almost feel like directly engage a threat might fit.
Really? Because to me, this seems like a straight up superior role. Like, how well can I remember the dance because I've been given no training on it? But I'm also down to roll unleash your powers in a weird way. Maybe I have, like, an uploaded copy with my tech gadgets and I'm trying to use it to, like, give me the steps like 4 beats in advance.
You make a good point. Let's use the conditions of unleash your powers, but instead of plus freak, roll it with superior.
Okay, I mean, they're the same for me, so I'm just gonna... Oh, hey, that's an 11.
All right, on a hit, you do it. You... As you've said multiple times, you've been brought up on this movie. You know exactly what it is you're supposed to do. Like, we get a panel of you, like, maybe closing your eyes and taking a deep breath, and you just, like, remember back to doing this dance in your childhood. Oh, actually, do we get, like, a panel of, like, Little Wish and Adult Hope, like, dancing in their living room or something?
That is... sickeningly adorable, so yes.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, I love that. So we get that panel of Little Wish and Adult Hope dancing in the living room of whatever style house that you grew up in to this movie. And then we cut back to present day as you were doing it in the background of this scene. As you're dancing along, though, and you watch your adoptive mother dancing at the front of this crowd, you hear somebody scream from the sort of back area of the set. It is the scream of an adult man. And you hear him say, "No, hold up, you're not supposed to come back here." And it is quickly cut off. What do the two of you do?
Wings are coming out and I'm rushing over.
All right. Wish, are you following after or what's going on?
Yeah, Wish is going to follow suit.
Okay.
But minus Wings, because that might bring up questions.
I think we get a pretty cool panel of, like, Hope flying towards the page and Wish running along after with the motion blurs around them. There is a speech bubble in the background from the director that says, "I didn't call cut," but clearly the two of you ignore him. Hope, as you fly forward, would you like to assess the situation for me?
Sure thing. Assess the situation is a swapperior.
Yes.
I got a 9. That's not bad.
On a 7 to 9, you get one question from the list. What here can I use to blink? What here's the biggest threat? What here's in the greatest danger? Who here's most vulnerable to me? And how could we best end this quickly?
What here is the biggest threat?
All right, that is very fair. As you fly forward down the corridors of this set, you get close to where you saw the, or where you heard the scream coming from. You see a security officer by the name of Paul. You know this guy. You've been on set for a couple of days now. He is stuck up against a wall. He has stuck through his shoulder into the wall, a giant shard of diamond. And standing nearby him is a blonde woman in her, like, lower 20s. She has her hair parted down the middle. She's dressed not, like, super fancy, but she's dressed like she's got a little bit of money. And she looks over at you and smirks and says, "Well, I didn't even have to make it all the way in before they send the star out to meet me." This woman is the biggest threat. You see that, like, on her shoulders and, like, sporadically down her arms, she is covered in, like, diamonds that seem to be coming out of her skin.
Oh, fun.
There is a panel inside of this panel that identifies her as Luster, aka Jillian Diamond. And then there's, like, a little caption underneath that that says, former stunt woman.
So do I recognize her?
I don't think you recognize her by face. As, like, if you get to talking to her, you might remember. But, like, just at a passing glance, I don't think you really recognize her immediately.
Okay. So, in that case, I'm going to kind of land. And I'm going to ask her, "What are you doing here? What do you want?"
She looks at you and says, "You don't even remember who I am. I guess that tracks. I'm not a big name celebrity like you. But what I want is for this damn shoot to be shut down. To continue going on after what happened to me with the disco ball is a travesty of justice. And hope you remember that about a week or so ago, there was, in fact, a scene being shot that you weren't on the set for, but you heard about a disco ball that fell out of the ceiling and crushed one of the, like, backup dancers. She was taken off to the hospital, and you had not heard of her since then, or heard from her since then."
Okay. So I'm going to kind of, like, ask her, "Were you the one that the disco ball landed on?"
"Yeah, you could say that." And as you are talking to her, diamonds start, like, sprouting out from her skin all up and down her arms. And her arms, as they are covered in this sort of diamond armor, are considerably larger than they were just a couple of panels ago. "I'm the one that your people fired because I couldn't walk anymore. The one that got replaced by, what was her name? Jackie? Yeah. Well, you know, what goes around comes around."
You injured Jackie. I was told she just had a twisted ankle.
"He took my spot, and it was time for me to take it back. And if people aren't going to let me, then I've got to shut this place down." And she charges at you.
I mean, there's nothing stopping you from being in the show. I mean, other than, like, you attack people. Yeah, I'm going to, like, defend myself, though. I'm going to stop her.
Wish, what are you doing as this woman is charging at your adoptive mom with these large diamond-covered arms?
Questioning my life choices of being a backup dancer and running in to defend Hope.
Okay, Wish, roll to defend Hope for me. I think you have a move that might apply here, don't you?
Yes, it's called Stick to the Mission. When you defend someone or something critically important to the future, I mean, obviously, Hope is critically important to the future, she my mom. You may mark a condition to shift down one label and shift up Savior before the roll. If you do, you cannot choose the option Clear a Condition for the defend move.
Okay, so that's your call if you want to do that or not.
Well, since I'm also insecure and have a -2 to defend, I'm going to do that to get my Savior up to 3. So I'm going to mark, yeah, angry. So Savior's going to go up to 3, and I'm going to take Mundane down 1.
All right.
That is an 11, full hit.
On a hit, you keep them safe and choose 1. Add a team to the pool, take influence over Hope, or you cannot clear a condition. So
no, I am not allowed to clear a condition. I will add a team to the pool.
Okay. In that case, as this is starting up, let's go ahead and roll up your all's team for this mission or this impending battle. When you enter battle against a dangerous foe as a team, add 2 team to the pool. Who would be the leader in this instance?
Hope.
Okay.
Hope, do you have influence over Wish?
I do.
Okay. What would you say is your purpose in this fight?
To end the fight? To shut her down?
All right. Wish, would your objective differ from what Hope has declared?
I mean, not really. I'm of, like, the protect the rest of the cast and, like, the stage mind, so that's similar enough, I think.
Yeah, that's close enough. Do either of you mistrust one or another?
Nope.
And I don't think you're ill-prepared or off-balance, so I will add 4 more team to the pool, which brings you up to a starting 6.
Holy fuck.
That may be the most team I've ever seen a group start off with. Wish, would you like to tell me how you are blocking off this woman's big right crystal arm punch?
Wish just, like, dives in, and as she dives in, her own wings snap out, and hers are actually pretty solid due to how they're generated, so there's definitely, like, a little bit of a crack or two in the ring, in the wing, when the fist makes contact, but she uses her wing to block and protect Hope.
All right. Aww. Hope, what do you want to do as you see your daughter get punched from behind in her big metal wings?
So I have kind of an idea. I think this is probably just going to be like the outright meanest thing that Hope has ever done. I think I'm going to attempt to like maneuver around this woman, this Luster, and like grab like her ankle or something from behind and just kind of like drag her outside. Like, use my wings to full-on just fly her outside. That way she's, like, not going to be able to, like, get to people and hurt them.
I'm trying to decide whether that's directly engaging a threat or defending your cast based off of what you just said.
I mean, both of them are the same number. So I don't really get, like, an advantage or disadvantage either way. I could literally just roll, like, a 2d6 plus 1 if you want.
Let's consider it defending them, because I think that has more appropriate results.
Would you say that I have influence over my cast?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, that gives me a bonus. I got a 9.
Okay. Wish, would you like to use one of your 6 team in the pool?
Of course. This is a team-up issue.
How is it that you're helping your mom drag this woman out of the set that you all are on?
So she's dragging from behind, and I'm just, like, as I have this woman, like, locked into my wing, like, pivot and push back against to help kind of, like, push her in the direction that Hope's trying to drag her.
All right. Hope, you drag Luster out of this main stage that you all are on, out into the sort of parking lot area that is just outside of it. It's like those golf carts going in several different directions, escorting people back and forth to where they need to go. There's several large buildings around you of other sound stages where other movies are being shot. There's also a parking lot off to one side. What would you like to do as you're dragging her away and she is trying to fight out of your grip?
I'm going to try to fly her about 20 feet up into the air and carry her somewhere that's like not populated. Or not as densely populated. Unless this place is like the most open, in which case I'm just going to drop her.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers there for me.
Wish me luck, because I only get a plus. Oh, I got an 8.
Okay, you can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
Okay, I'm going to mark afraid, because I am scared of, like, what will happen if this, if Luster gets loose of my grip early and ends up, like, hurting people.
As you were flying her high up into the air, her skin is, like, continually growing more diamond crystals around it. She is nearly covered in this armor. What is it that you're wanting to do with her? And also, Wish, what are you doing as your mom flies up and away with Luster?
I'm following at a safe distance.
Okay. Hope, what are you doing as you hold this disgruntled stunt woman?
Can I try to talk her down? Like, talk to her?
Sure, if that's what you want to do.
I mean, that's kind of Hope's MO, so yeah. So
okay, so you're, like, you said, like, 20 feet up in the air?
Yeah.
So, okay, you are 20 feet above the pavement holding this woman. Are you, like, holding her under the armpits, like, by the shoulders? What's that look like?
I imagine that it's, like, both of my hands are around one of her ankles as I'm, like, trying desperately to, like, not lose my grip.
And what do you say to her?
I'm going to shout at her that it's, like, this is going to sound so mean. I know that dropping you onto pavement won't do anything, but luckily there's a lot of people around here with pools and diamonds don't float. So are we going to talk?
Remember,
you're threatening to drown me? Some hero you are.
You're trying to kill people.
I never said I'd kill anybody. I just wanted to shut this production down.
You stabbed a guy through the shoulder. What would you have done if you had accidentally, like, missed? If you had hit something important? I mean, other than, like, obviously his shoulder is important to him, but, like, if you had hit something that would, like, kill him.
I don't miss.
Then why are you using your powers for this?
I need you to try to pierce this woman's mask here. It seems like you're trying to sort of uncover her motive and her plan.
I got another 8.
Okay. You get one question from the list. What are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How could I get your character to blank? And how could I gain influence over you?
How could I get your character to, like, not want to shut this place down anymore? Shut this shoot down anymore?
I think as you're flying along with her, she looks up at you and says, I wasn't going to kill anybody. I was just going to make sure that Rob suffers in the same way he made me. He took away my livelihood, and I would need to do the same to him.
I'm sorry, wait, what about Rob? Rob?
He's the one that fired me after I got injured.
Uncle Rob, like, kind of tall guy, dark hair?
Douchebaggy look on his face, yeah, that's him.
I mean, I would never describe him that way, but I wouldn't say that it's inaccurate to describe him that way, but...
Now let me down so I can make him pay.
I can't just let you hurt people. Like, look, there has to be some kind of a middle ground, right? Like, there has to be some way. If he did something wrong, it's my job to make it right. That's what I do. That's, like, what heroes do.
Then you can punish him.
I'll look into this, and if it was completely, like, his bad, and there was nothing else going on, I'll make sure that he, like, that something happens, okay?
Would you like to roll to provoke someone for me?
Sure. That is superior. I really should have, like, gotten my superior up a lot higher than I did. It's a 9. I literally just rolled a 9, 8, 8, 9.
Wish, would you like to help Hope out here?
Yes, just by hanging around and being threatening.
Okay, what's that look like? Are you, like, cracking your knuckles ominously in the background, or...
I am flying high enough to cast my shadow on her and make my presence known.
All right. We will go ahead and count that. Brings you all down to 4 team in the pool.
Which is still higher than we've ever had.
She looks at you and says, I'm not entirely sure I trust your investigation to be fair, but I suppose I'm not in much of a position to be bartering as all the blood's rushing to my head.
Okay, then. Well, step number one, let's fix that. And I'm going to, like, set her down and help her to her feet.
She looks at you and, like, the diamonds that are covering her body as you're setting her on the ground start to, like, they don't fade away, but they decrease a little bit. Like, instead of being, like, rigid and angled and sharp, they're much more, like, rounded and sort of glittery.
See, that's beautiful. God, if I had that kind of power, like, I would be a model all day, every day.
I don't want to model. I just want my job back. And to see Robert suffer for the pain he's caused me.
Well, let's figure that out. I'm going to call Robert.
Okay. What's Wish doing as all this is going on?
So we're back down on the ground, yeah?
Yes.
I'm just kind of, like, I'm less trusting than Hope is in general. So I'm kind of just keeping an eye on Diamond Chick because I know Hope isn't.
That's fair. Would you say you want to pierce her mask there or perhaps assess the situation?
Let's assess the situation.
That makes sense to me. Go ahead and roll for that for me, please.
That is a 6.
Okay. Hope, do you have a way that you would be able to help with this as you're on the phone?
I mean, I kind of feel like I've helped a little bit already because I've gotten, Luster to let her guard down.
Yeah, but I think, okay, go ahead and take your potential there, Wish.
Okay.
As Hope is on the phone waiting on Robert to pick up, Wish, you see her in the right hand of Lester, a diamond sword starting to form, and she is raising it up behind Hope's back. What would you like to do?
I would like to tackle her.
All right. Once again, that's sort of halfway between directly engaging and defending, so...
I will always take defending over anything else because I am much better at defending.
Yeah, that tracks as a defend. Roll with Savior for me.
All right, and I'm defending Hope, so I get plus one. That is another 11.
Yeah, for the one.
All right, you are apparently very good at defending today. Oh, as the phone is ringing, and right as you hear Robert pick up and say hello, you hear a thud behind you as Wish has tackled Lester down to the ground. Before we get to your reaction, Wish, would you like to add a team to the pool, take influence over Hope, or clear a condition?
I am going to clear a condition, and I'm going to clear insecure.
All right. Hope, you have Robert on the phone and your daughter on top of Lester on the ground behind you with a diamond sword off several feet away, laying in the ground. What do you want to do?
Multitask. While I'm talking to Robert, I'm going to kind of like fly over as quick as I can to grab the sword.
All right. What is it that you're saying to Robert?
Hey, Uncle Rob.
Hey, Hope, honey, darling, what's going on?
I'm here with someone who says that she got injured and you fired her for it, and I kind of want to know the whole story.
Not striking any bells with me.
Got crushed by a disco ball?
Doesn't sound familiar.
It was like a week ago?
I think he's just kind of silent on the other end of the line when you say that. As you're talking to him, Lester, like, reaches out and grabs Wish by the throat as you're on top of her. Wish, you feel your airway start constricting as there is diamond forming around your throat. What would you like to do?
Also, I would like to take this opportunity to use my my ability, no powers and not nearly enough training.
Okay.
I'm going to add the diamond sword as my new power.
That's fair.
Wish has, like, her power is futuristic gadgets and implants. It's partially powered by some of Hope's power that she got, but all of that's handled through, like, these implants that she has throughout various spots in her body. And I think, like, we see her on panel kind of panic for a minute, and then light kind of starts forming, like, a weave along her neck from, like, implants that are in her collarbone to... like make a barrier and push back against the diamond long enough for her to like not lose consciousness.
Okay, that sounds like unleashing your powers to me.
That is what I'm trying to do. We'll see how it goes. That is an 8.
Okay, you can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
I think the story is more interesting if it's unstable or temporary right now.
Okay, so you feel this pressure start being alleviated, and, like, as it is alleviated, you can, like, if this field is sort of, like, crushed in, or being crushed in, you'd feel that, right?
Yeah, it's, like, a barrier more than anything.
Okay, so, yeah, you can feel that, like, her hand... and the diamonds coming from it are, like, being pushed away, but it's not gonna last for very long.
Oh, I could use a little help here!
I'm gonna step in.
Okay, what do you do as you step in?
I am going to use no powers and not nearly enough training to use my diamond sword. The first time you use each piece of gear to directly engage a threat, unleash your powers, or defend someone, you roll mundane instead of the normal label. So I'm going to roll mundane to attempt to, like, to defend Wish by, like, using the diamond sword to cut away some of the diamond around Wish's neck.
Okay.
I got an 11.
Very nice.
So I'm going to do that, and I'm just going to kind of, like, to Rob, I'm going to be like, hang on, give me just 1 second while you think about that. And I'm going to kind of like look down at Luster and I'm going to be like, yeah, sweetie, this is not the first time I've handled a sword. I was actually trained so that I could be in another like musical, but you know, keep this up. It'll be fun. And then I'm going to go back onto the phone and I'm going to be like, okay, so like, you need to get your ass here because this is getting real. Bye. Click.
Okay, roll to provoke Rob for me.
Oh, wish me luck. Would I have influence over Rob?
I don't think you do, no.
Oh, I got a 4. I got a 4!
Okay, go ahead and mark your potential.
Yeah.
You feel like you smacked her hand away from Wish and like turned to finish your conversation with Rob. You feel like your feet start getting heavier. As you look down, there are diamonds forming around your feet in a line back towards where Luster has slammed her hand down into the ground. And they are starting to creep up your ankles and start to engulf you. Wish, what are you doing?
We're just taking turns defending each other.
It runs in the family.
It's a mother-daughter bonding issue.
It is.
It flies because... in the family.
Ha! Because neither of us are good at fighting either.
It's so perfect.
I don't know. I feel like I should do something new, though. So is she still crushing my throat, or did that just totally get taken care of?
No, that hand was smacked away by the diamond sword, and then she slammed it into the ground to start encompassing Hope.
I mean, someone's got to directly engage at some point, right?
Generally.
I'm going to, like, not to throw Hope under the bus, but, like, while Luster is distracted with encompassing Hope, I'm going to, like, the light from my neck cascades down into one of my hands, and I just jump in for the punch.
Okay, go ahead and roll to directly engage that threat for me.
That's a 4.
All right. You go for that punch, and like her right hand is slammed down into the ground to encompass Hope. Her left hand shoots up, and Wish, you are just bombarded by basically like a shower of crystals and diamonds that knocks you back a good couple of feet into the ground. I need you to take a powerful blow for me there.
And this has helped me figure out what my advancement's going to be. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. 13.
Okay, you get to choose one from the good list. Remove yourself from the situation, lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or 2 options from the 7 to 9 list.
Ooh, I like losing control of my powers in a terrible way. And if you're cool with this, I think it's that, like, I temporarily lose my hold on Hope's powers, and like I'm like we can see the light on panel trying to come like off of Wish and like pulling towards Hope, and like Wish is desperately trying to pull back against that and like keep her hold on this bit of Hope's power that she has.
I do like that. I think like
do you want something worse to happen?
As that's happening, Hope, you look over at Wish, and as you are frozen to the ground, you see your daughter start flickering out of existence. What are you doing?
Oh, hell no. I'm going to go ahead and do the time for the show. I'm going to kind of, like, slam the diamond sword into the ground while, like, my wings just kind of, like, erupt and are just, like, massive, and I'm going to kind of, like, just scream at the top of my lungs at Luster. So it's when you put on a flamboyant display of your powers, roll plus superior on a 7 to 9, name one NPC present. On a 10 plus, name 2 NPCs present. The named NPCs must either volunteer help, information, express admiration, or ask for your help, GM's choice. I got an 11. Okay, so I really only have the one in mind, so unless there's someone else to think of, I'm just going to go with Luster, if that's okay.
Well, the thing is, I don't know, what of those Luster would do based off of what's going on. Because I don't want time for the show to be, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card where you can just be like, Oh, the enemy loves me now.
I was thinking that it would be just enough to kind of get her to, like, I guess kind of use it in a way that gave Wish, like, an opening, if that made sense.
Yeah, I think, like, that's what we'll do. So, like...
Either that or give me a chance to actually, like... I'm using it less as, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card and more like a, you know, you-lose-a-turn card. So it's, like, a pause for a second so that, like, someone else can do something so we're not just, like, defending back and forth.
Yeah, I think what happens is she's not really outwardly expressing admiration, but she's almost in, like, this shocked awe of what's going on. As you do that, like, her head snaps from Wish over to you, and her jaw is dropped open a little bit. So she is basically stunned in place by what's going on. And Wish, what would you like to do to take advantage of what's going on here? You have a tenuous hold on reality currently.
Yeah, so I should definitely pull my punches while I'm fighting.
I mean, probably.
So Wish, like, even though she's kind of struggling to hold on to her, like, form in this reality, is still trying to, like, get in for that hit so that, like, Hope doesn't have to do it. But she's pulling her punches a little bit. She got overzealous, and she's being more cautious in how she's fighting this time. I am gonna use my new move, which is Fight the Good Fight. When you pull your punches while directly engaging a threat, you can roll plus savior instead of plus danger.
Okay, I will definitely allow that, but what I want to ask you is how that's signaled on the page.
So Wish stopped trying to, like, channel her power into the punches at all. Like, before, there's been extra styling around when she's gone to fight. And on the page this time, like, that styling's not there. It's just somebody who's been trained to fight sometimes, like, fighting and not putting that extra hit in.
Okay.
If you're cool with that.
Yes. I want to ask you one thing. As you're, like, feel free to veto this, but, like, as you're running forward towards her, I think Luster, like, stands up and sends out another shower of, like, crystal shards. But, like, you, not intentionally, phase through it in a way. Like, you go on the page, you're, like, a little bit translucent as they fly through you, and then you're back to full reality and come through and deliver your attack.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, go ahead and roll that for me.
Fuck! I still rolled a 5. Snake eyes. Freaking snake eyes.
So you accidentally phase through this shower of diamonds, run forward, and, like, as you go to clock her in the face, your fist, like, your arm also phases out of existence temporarily. It, like, goes through her, and she looks at you, like, incredibly stunned. She has a very confused look on her face. I'm going to need you to mark a condition, though, based off of your sort of tenuous grasp on existence.
I think I'm feeling... Honestly, it's actually a little guilty. Because, like, I'm feeling the pull of, like, the power trying to go back to who it actually belongs to. And because of that, trying to, like, rip me out of this plane of existence. And I'm feeling kind of bad about that, actually.
Yeah, that tracks. Hope, what are you doing as you see your daughter still kind of fading in and out of existence and trying to fight Luster?
So I have this mental image that Hope is literally just, like, screaming, and she's just, like, trying her best to use, like, the diamond sword to kind of, like, free her feet. And she just keeps screaming, like, leave her alone, leave her alone, like, not her, leave her alone.
Yeah, that, I think, like, you don't have to roll to, like, whack your feet free. You are able to do that, but Luster doesn't really seem to be paying much attention to you. She's distracted by Wish phasing in and out of existence. What do you want to do as you get your feet free?
I'm going to put myself in between the two of them, and I'm just going to holding the sword. I'm going to be holding onto it, but I'm just going to be having, like, my other hand, like that, like the sword is down to the side, and that my other hand is kind of like hand up, like don't come any closer kind of hand gesture. And I'm going to just look at Lester. I'm going to be like, you said you weren't going to kill anybody. You said that that wasn't your goal.
Yeah, and your producers said that I had a steady job here. People lie.
I won't let you kill her.
Who said you have to let me?
I was ready to help you. I was ready to fight for you.
I think as you're saying that, there is a speech bubble in the corner. It just says, stop. And the two of you turn your heads in synchronization to see Robert standing at the entryway to one of these buildings. Lester sees him and just takes off in his direction. Hope, what do you want to do?
I'm going to... Oh, fuck. Okay. When she takes off, I'm going to fly over and grab her leg and lift her into the air again.
Okay. Roll to defend your Uncle Rob for me.
And I don't have influence over him, so I don't get a bonus for that. Yay. Thank you, Uncle Rob, for being an emotionally distant asshole. I got a 5. Oh my god. What is this like mother, like daughter bullshit we have going on?
I don't know. We just started we started good and then we just started to tank.
Like literally, I rolled a 4, you rolled a 4, you rolled a 13, I rolled an 11, and then we both rolled 5s.
It's performance anxiety.
So I think she's running over towards him. You're flying to try to cut them off. I think what happens is you get between the two of them, and rather than directly engage you, she jumps up and uses you almost as a launch pad, jumping off of your back. Wish, as you look up following her trajectory, she forms these crystal wings and flies off using the sun through her wings to blind you temporarily. And by the time you get a chance to look, she's gone. How are the two of you reacting?
I'm rushing over to Wish.
Have I stabilized yet?
You have now, yes.
I'm okay.
Okay. What was that?
Okay, so you and I went through this really complicated thing in the future to put some of your power within me. And then when Lester hit me really, really hard, it kind of knocked that power out of me. And since I'm not in the future where you have willingly given that power to me, that power is all I need to go home, and started to try to rush towards you, which was then pulling me out of existence.
So then how do I willingly give it to you?
Have you ever heard the name The Broker?
Have I?
You have not.
No.
Well, unless we can find them, no clue.
Okay.
Wait, just a second. Did you say something about the future? What's going on here?
Is that Uncle Rob?
It is.
I'm going to get right up in his face. And I'm just going to be okay, what the hell is going on?
Go ahead and pierce his mask for me.
Oh, god damn it. Okay. I got a 9.
Wish, do you have a way that you want to help here?
Okay, so Hope's just all yeah, we'll just go ahead and punch him for Hope. That's fine. If she wants me to punch him, I'll punch him.
Okay. That was out of character.
So you just walk up and are you punching him in the nose? Are you swinging at his jaw? What's that?
Oh, at his jaw. And it's just a normal punch. And I'm clearly not putting all of the effort behind it that I could. It's more of a show than anything to be hey, if you don't answer, I'm going to make it suck for you.
Okay, so we get a panel of you punching him, and then he's rubbing at his jaw. He looks at Hope and says, what are you talking about?
So all of this. Is
3 questions from the list.
Yes, I do. I know that one of them is, what are you really planning? What are you really planning? How could I gain influence over you? And what do you want me to do?
Okay, so what he's really planning, these can all kind of be wrapped up into one in a way. He wants to smooth over what's happening here. So if you go along with the story that he's telling you, which you can tell isn't exactly on the up and up, that is going to go a long way towards him having influence, or you having influence over him. He's told you that this doesn't sound familiar. He doesn't know what's going on. if you drop it so that he can fulfill his plan of, like, glazing it over, that's going to get you influence over him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, like, he just kind of looks at you and he's like, I don't know what she was talking about. I didn't fire anybody.
She seems pretty sure that you did.
I just told her that until she was recovered, we'd have to be filling in her spot so we could continue shooting.
And you swear that was it? That was all you said?
I mean, she asked if we were going to keep paying her, and... Well, I mean, if you're not on set, you don't get paid. That's how show business works.
Well, now she's recovered.
And what, you want Jackie to be out of a job?
Jackie got injured a couple days ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Why wasn't she contacted?
You, look, I'll rehire whichever one you want me to hire, but that's going to put Wish over there out of a job. We can't keep everybody on payroll.
Oh, darn. My budding career as a background dancer.
I need to figure out why Lester was doing this. You can't just, like, go around hurting people and then pretend that everything's fine.
Everything was fine until she decided to go crazy and attack. We'll get more security on set and it'll all be all right.
Yeah, more people for her to injure.
It's halcyon hope. Shit happens. And unless you stop him, he's going to turn and walk back into the building that he came out of.
Oh, I'm definitely stopping him.
Okay, what's that look like? What are you doing?
I'm going to walk up and I'm going to grab his arm and I'm going to turn him around, like force him to turn around to face me.
He gets an angry look in his eyes and he says, Hope, I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah, and I don't think you want to lie to me.
I didn't lie to you, honey.
Then what aren't you telling me? Why would someone just go off the deep end like this?
It's Halcyon. You've wronged somebody. They come back a week later as a supervillain. It happens.
I didn't wrong. So then you did wrong her.
Somebody thinks you wrong them, they come back a week later as a supervillain. Hope, just...
She seems pretty sure that you fired her.
For the sake of your career, I think you want to drop this.
Are you threatening me?
That's what I'm saying, Hope. In this business, everybody thinks that everything's a threat or a firing or a wrongdoing. There's two sides to every story. You might want to start seeing mine.
Well, you might want to start seeing mine, or else you might want to start seeing somebody about finding a new job.
Does Hope, like, what's Hope doing as she says that? Is she standing her ground? Is she...
Standing her ground, hands on her hips. Like, full on, just, like, angry 16-year-old.
I think what he does is he, like, pats you on the shoulder, very condescendingly. He just says, go take a break in your trailer. We'll talk about this tomorrow when you're more level-headed.
No, we'll talk about it now.
I don't think you're in any position to be giving me orders, Missy.
I think as the person who signs your paychecks, I am.
Yeah, well, maybe I don't need your name on my paychecks anymore. And he is going to turn and walk off of the set.
Fine.
And I would like for the two of you to give me one final panel of Hope and Wish. What do the two of you do? How are you interacting, and what's the fallout of everything that's happened here?
That's a good question. I'm going to approach Wish. I'm going to be like, well, looks like maybe I won't get to be a star when you're around. When, like, little you is around.
I mean, you're assuming that didn't happen in my timeline as well.
Yeah. Uncle Rob might be an asshole, but he's a very efficient asshole.
Let me ask, Wish, is that you trying to comfort or support Hope?
Yes. I think I'm tapping tomorrow's golden promise, which is when you comfort or support someone with tales of what you think their future will be. You may roll plus savior instead of plus mundane market condition unless you are confident the stories are true.
All right.
I'll just mark insecure there because I'm not sure about that. Okay, so I'm going to roll Savior, and this is going to be kind of weird because I still get the -2 from Angry, but the +1 from it being Hope, so it's -1. Because it's not going to, wait, or will it? Because I marked my defend 1. It will, okay. So, still get a +1 from it being Hope. Lol, that's a 6. I'm a bad daughter. I'm sorry.
As Wish looks at you and says,
"You're assuming that that didn't happen in my timeline as well."
She reaches out to put a hand on your shoulder, and her hand phases through your shoulder. And that's the last panel of our issue.
No.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.
Come check out Dice to Roll, the gayest Pathfinder podcast on the planet, where we ask the hard questions like,
is it morally acceptable to kiss a goblin?
Are some creatures ethically sourced?
What's the real estate value on a haunted castle?
Dice to Roll is a show where four friends team up every week to play Pathfinder 2nd Edition and be hopelessly gay the whole way through. Join Dave, KK, Ritz, and me, Derry, your mythic genderfluid GM, as we play through the Kingmaker adventure path and follow a gay human bard, a lesbian half-elf druid, and a transmasc half-orc fighter on their journey to build and rule their own nation in the untamed wilderness of the Stolen Lands, and defend it from bandits, monsters, and wicked fae in an Arthurian adventure like no other. From getting 4 nat 1s in a row to standing up to the darkest forces in the multiverse, Dice to Roll is here to help you keep it rolling. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Just wear, like, flannel ripped jeans.
What is Bex wearing? Flannel and top energy.
What is Bex wearing? Gay clothes.